Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for entertainment news with Dean Richards. And Dean, this sounds like a pretty good double bill coming to the Allstate Arena.
Oh, I can't wait for this show. This is going to be fantastic. Journey, that still sound great. I mean, there are lots of new members in the group. Joe Perry is no longer with the group. They have a new lead singer. He's been with them for quite some time, not really that new, who sounds exactly like Joe Perry. But they are going to be at the Allstate Arena, part of a 40-city tour that they're going to be kicking off in early spring. And they are going to be appearing in Chicago with Toto. They're going to be doing part of the tour with the opening act of Billy Idol. And here in the Chicago area, when it's at the Rosemont's Allstate Arena, the opening act is going to be Toto. I think we got the better, nothing against Billy Idol, but I think I would rather see Toto myself. Going to look forward to that. The show is going to be on May 2nd, and tickets are going to go on sale this coming Friday.
I'm the only person you know who is not sick of the song Africa. I still crank that up when I hear it.
I do too.
I enjoy that one.
I was looking at some footage of it this morning, to show it on TV. I stopped and I listened to the whole song. I realized I'm cranking it at my computer here. It's like everyone in the newsroom's going to hear Toto this morning because I'm enjoying it.
What's wrong with us? Right. Taylor Swift fans are mad. What's going on?
Oh, boy. Can't we all just get along? This is terrible. Taylor Swift was on Saturday Night Live over the weekend. She just released this, new re-recorded album, which broke all kinds of records. So it got all the Taylor Swift fans activated again. A lot of people know that many of her songs are about many of her ex-boyfriends. And the song Dear John is said to be about John Mayer, singer John Mayer. So Taylor Swift fans took to social media this weekend, browbeating John Mayer, attacking John Mayer, and according to John Mayer, even issuing death threats against him, that they were going to kill him for how he broke Taylor Swift's heart. The fans have since apologized. John Mayer responded to it, saying, "Really, you want to kill me over all of this? Really, don't you think you might be taking this a bit too far?" The fans did respond. They've apologized. And they said that they never actually thought that John Mayer would see the comments. Apparently, that's what makes it okay, that you could put a death threat out on somebody. As long as they don't see it, it's perfectly okay. But all's well that ends well. But, wow, even Taylor Swift fans, going a little bit overboard in their love for Tay-Tay.
Yeah. And Britney Spears is in the news again. Now, aren't we done with this conservatorship battle?
Yeah, it is. And that's kind of what led to this hopefully final story on this whole thing. The conservatorship ended over the weekend, officially ended over the weekend. Not Taylor Swift, but oh boy, now the fans are going to come after me. Britney Spears fans are reacting, and everybody is celebrating, including Britney Spears, who tweeted out that she had some champagne to celebrate the end of her conservatorship. Now, she has been sober and off of alcohol since the year 2007. So, some people are concerned that she has broken her sobriety. Others are saying, give her a break. She just is having, a glass of champagne to celebrate this new part of her life. On Instagram, she said that after 13 years, I think I've waited long enough, not only for my freedom, but also for my birthday. She's going to turn 40 years old in a couple of weeks. So hopefully it's just a little libation celebration and not the beginning of a, you know, something bad.
I foresee a book deal in the future. What do you think?
Oh, and she'd be nuts if she didn't.
It's going to happen. You know it.
You get something like that. She's going to be on all the talk shows. You know, she's going to be everywhere. And, you know, who wouldn't parlay it into as much as you can, I guess?
There is another celebrity memoir to talk about this morning, isn't there?
There is, and it's Kenan Thompson, who we love on Saturday Night Live. He just signed a deal worth $1 million to write his life story. There's no word on when this is going to come out yet, but he's had an interesting career on television, and of course, he is the longest-serving cast member in the history of Saturday Night Live. I like Kenan Thompson a lot. I think he's one of the, you know, consistently been one of the best on SNL.
Mel Gibson is back again, Dean.
Anytime I can give you good news about Mel Gibson, I'm always happy to. He is getting ready to make another Lethal Weapon movie. It's been 34 years since the original Lethal Weapon movie. I mentioned that just to make you all feel old this morning. I couldn't believe it when I did the math this morning. And it's been 23 years since the last Lethal Weapon movie, Lethal Weapon 4. But now my old pal Mel says he will not only star in, but direct Lethal Weapon 5. Richard Donner had been the director of all the Lethal Weapon movies up until this point. And he was working on the fifth one, was working on the screenplay and getting everything ready for that. But he passed away last July. Mel Gibson says that he had a conversation with Richard Donner, and Donner told him that if I'm not able to complete this movie, that he wanted him to do it. So when Donner did pass away in July, Mel Gibson said he's going to honor his longtime friend's request and is going to take care of it. So, you know, I'm curious to see what it's going to be like all these years later.
I'm curious to see your interview with Mel when he goes out to promote this movie, and it's your turn to talk to him.
The you know, I've actually talked with Mel Gibson a couple of times since our famous encounter when he gave me a nickname that starts with the letter A. And it's been, we're best of friends now.
Really?
Yeah. It was you know, it was weird. It was a little weird and a little bit tense. The first time that I sat down with him after the famous encounter, but couldn't have been more, you know, it couldn't have been more professional.
Well, good to hear that.
Couldn't have been more nice. You know, we've spent vacations together, we've rented a B&B together.
No,
in Saugatuck, we've gone to Saugatuck together.
I don't believe.
Okay, all
right. But I do believe he won't call you an aardvark again. the fans of Downton Abbey are excited this morning.
Oh,
tell us about this.
Gosh, are they ever. There is a brand new trailer that's out for the PBS series that turned into a very successful full-length motion picture. And now there's going to be a second full-length motion picture on all of this called Downton Abbey, A New Era. Turns out that apparently, from what I can gather, by watching this trailer, that they discover that there is a villa in the south of France, which the whole cast is going to go to the south of France. So it sounds like Downton Abbey road trip to me. We don't really know all the details on it yet, but all it looks like all the regulars are back. Everybody's there. It looks beautiful. It looks regal. If you want to look at the trailer, it is on YouTube. Very easy for you to find, and it is expected to be out in March of next year. Also, speaking of new movies, this one really is kind of cool sounding, but also mysterious. Baz Luhrmann, who gave us so many great movies, has been working on an Elvis biopic, and he, on his Instagram account yesterday, put out just a 15-second teaser of this new Elvis biopic. The movie doesn't even have a name yet. It's still untitled, but it stars a young actor by the name of Austin Butler, If you or your kids or maybe grandkids were fans of Hannah Montana, he was one of the regulars on that show. He was a regular on the iCarly TV series. And when you look at young Elvis and Austin Butler side by side, they really do look very similar. This teaser trailer is, you don't really see too much in it, but it gives you a little bit of an idea of, you know, the Elvis swagger and all of this. This is the movie in which Tom Hanks plays Colonel Tom Parker. So they're, you know, starting to be a little bit of buzz about all of this. This movie is expected in June of next year. So I've got a little time to wait on that.
It'll be interesting because there have been quite a few projects like that. But Elvis's life, and especially if you start dealing with the Colonel, it could be really interesting. And Tom Hanks, that's got to be good.
I think this is going to be one of the more interesting ones. I mean, you know, some of the other ones with Kurt Russell and others as Elvis Presley, you know, dealt with kind of the dark side of Elvis's obesity problems and drug use. And, you know, this one, I think this one is going to be a little more straightforward look at the impact of Elvis Presley, but also what life was like behind the scenes, especially, as you say, with Tom Hanks as the notorious Colonel Tom Parker, who ruled everything.
Quite a character.
I'm very much looking forward to this. And Baz Luhrmann as the director. He's just one of the best directors that there is. So I think it's going to be great.
I'm looking forward to it, too. Dean has left the building. Thank you and good night.
See you tomorrow.